Imagine you're in a big forest full of trees, and each tree is like a puzzle piece of your life. But here's the thing, some pieces are missing, and you don't know what the whole picture looks like yet. It's like going on a cool adventure, but you can't see where you're going. Now, let's pretend you have a special guide, a bit like a superhero. I'm going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. This guide is about to do something amazing, like a magical trick that surprises everyone. In the midst of the puzzling journey of your life, this guide, who happens to be God, is making something extraordinary happen. Get ready for a big secret to be uncovered. God is breaking you through. Picture yourself at the start of a super exciting story. It's like the first chapter of a book you can't put down. You're curious, eager, and a bit thrilled to see what happens next. Life is full of surprises, and sometimes, it feels like you're on the edge of something incredible. Think of a time when you watched a magician about to perform a trick. There's that moment of suspense, right? You're wondering, what's going to happen? How did they do that? Life's a bit like that, a mystery waiting to unfold. In your puzzling journey, God, the ultimate magician, is orchestrating a breakthrough, ready to reveal something amazing. It's like the beginning of an adventure where you can't wait to discover what's hidden in the next chapter. Imagine you have a backpack, and it's full of dreams, big ones, small ones, and some that seem almost too crazy to come true. Well, God is like the ultimate dream maker. It's like giving him your backpack of dreams, and then, surprise, he pulls out even more incredible dreams you never thought possible. Think about a time when you had a really tough puzzle to solve. It felt like there was no way to figure it out. But guess what? God is the puzzle master. He takes those pieces that seem impossible to connect and puts them together in a way that leaves you thinking, "Wow, I never saw that coming." So, when life feels like a big, complicated game, and you're not sure if you can win, remember that God is the ultimate player. He's got the cheat codes to make things work out better than you could ever imagine. It's like having a friend who turns every "I can't" into a "watch me." God is the God of unfathomable possibilities, making the impossible possible and turning dreams into reality. Think about being scared of something, like the dark or a spooky noise. It's like having invisible chains holding you back, making you feel stuck and worried. Well, God is like the superhero who breaks those chains of fear and doubt. Imagine you have a friend who always helps you feel brave. That's what God does. He takes away the scared feelings and gives you power, love, and a mind that stays calm. It's like turning on a bright light in the dark, making all the scary things run away. Remember a time when you thought, "I can't do this, it's too hard." That's doubt talking. But with God, it's like having a coach who cheers you on and says, "You can do it." He breaks those chains of doubt so you can run free with confidence. So when fear and doubt try to hold you back, know that God is the chain breaker, giving you courage and a clear, calm mind. Think about a time when you were trying to build something with blocks, but they kept falling over. It's frustrating, right? Life can be like that, with plans falling apart and things not going the way you want. But here's the amazing part. God is like the builder who never lets things stay broken. Imagine you have a friend who's really good at fixing things. That friend is God. Even when everything feels like it's falling apart, he's working behind the scenes, making sure everything fits together for something good. It's like having a superhero friend who turns the mess into a masterpiece. Now, think about being in a big traffic jam. Cars are everywhere, and it seems like there's no order. Well, God is like the traffic cop, directing each part of your life so it flows smoothly. Even when it feels like everything is tangled up, he's creating a way for you to move forward. So, when life seems messy, broken, or stuck, remember that God is the ultimate fixer and organizer. He's bringing divine alignment to your story, turning the chaos into a beautiful masterpiece, and making sure everything works together for something good. Think about carrying a really heavy backpack full of stuff. It's tiring, right? Well, sometimes life feels like that heavy backpack with lots of worries and problems. Now, Imagine you have a strong friend who says, "Let me help you carry that." That's a bit like what surrendering to God is. Surrender is like giving God your heavy backpack of troubles and saying, "I trust you to handle this." It's like letting go of the heavy load and letting Him take care of it. Instead of trying to do everything on your own, surrendering is like asking your superhero friend to step in and make things easier. Remember when you were playing a game and it was too hard to win? Surrendering is like saying, "Okay, I need help," and suddenly, your friend who's really good at the game joins in. With God, surrender is a powerful move that makes the tough stuff run away. So, when life feels like a big, heavy backpack, know that surrendering to God is like asking your strong friend for help. It's a superpower that brings peace and makes the heavy stuff lighter. Consider a time when you were really hungry and someone surprised you with a feast of your favorite foods. God's blessings are a bit like that surprise feast. You might be expecting a small meal, but God prepares a banquet of goodness that fills your life with abundance. Let's think of a day when everything seems to fall into place, like a perfect puzzle coming together. God's blessings are like those puzzle pieces fitting seamlessly, creating a beautiful picture of joy and fulfillment. Even when you don't see how things will work out, God is orchestrating a masterpiece of blessings just for you. Imagine you're at a magical fountain, making wishes for good things to happen. God, in His generosity, doesn't just grant your wishes, He exceeds them beyond your wildest dreams. His blessings are like a fountain that never runs dry, continually pouring out goodness, love, and joy into your life. So, when you think about blessings beyond understanding, envision a world where every good thing overflows. God's blessings are not just limited to what you can see, they extend to what you feel deep within your heart. Trust Him, open your heart wide, and let the overwhelming blessings of His love and grace surround you like a gentle, never-ending rain. Think about a time when you had a big gift wrapped in colorful paper. You were so excited to open it because you knew something special was inside. Well, life is a bit like that gift, and a breakthrough is like unwrapping the surprises that make everything better. Imagine being on a treasure hunt, and you finally find the hidden treasure. That's what a breakthrough feels like, discovering something valuable and amazing after a journey of searching. Life has its mysteries, and a breakthrough is like finding the hidden gems that make the adventure worthwhile. Now, think about when you finish a really exciting book. The last chapter reveals all the secrets, and you go, "Wow, I didn't see that coming." That's how a breakthrough works. It's like turning the page of your life story and discovering the exciting twists that bring triumph, happiness, and unexpected goodness. So, when you hear about unveiling the breakthrough, picture it as opening a special gift, finding hidden treasure, or reading the thrilling last chapter of a book. Life's breakthroughs are the moments that make you say, "This is amazing," as you reveal the surprises that make your journey unforgettable. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack, but have an abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.